local business landscape has changed over the course of the pandemic, with some businesses closing or moving and others starting up. In Troy, Butterfly Plant Studio is one of the businesses that popped up during the pandemic. And to talk about the shop is Angela Cannon.
Thanks for having us.
It's nice to have you here. Thanks so much for joining us. Would you be so kind as to start us off just describing the Butterfly Plant Studio?
We're primarily a plant studio that focuses on a full concept. So all the plants are presented in beautiful pots so that customers don't have to go, you know, like buy a plant, buy a pot. It's all done for you. We also have featured artists. There are four of them. So we have fine arts and jewelry, too, and some other home accessories.
When you say studio, I was envisioning a place where maybe people come to pot together and arrange plants together. But this sounds more like a gallery, like a gallery of mixed media, where you were saying you have some jewelry, you have some artists, and then do you consider that what's happening in the pots is also an art form made with plants?
Yes, of course. I mean, it's a lot of, so I'm the curator. I'm not the owner. So I go and I hand select most everything that's in the store. So I go to the wholesaler. I pick out the plants. I pick out the pots. And it's like scavenge hunting for pots. You know, it's fun. It's great. And then people come in and they're like, oh, this is so convenient. I don't have to plant it. It's already in a beautiful pot. You know, when we try
so
to have
it hard?
Unique plants.
Do you feel sad then to part with your masterpieces? You make these great finds. You put the perfect plant in. It's beautiful. You love looking in it and then looking at it. And then someone swoops in and buys it away from you. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, sometimes it's hard. I mean, but I've been an artist since I was 7 years old. So I'm used to, you know, getting rid of my artwork to survive. Mm-hmm. So, the thing about that is there are a couple of personal pieces of my own that I don't have a price tag on them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But when we opened the store, I knew that I would be creating these gorgeous things. And half the time I'm like, oh, I really want that in my apartment, you know? But then I'm like, well, I'm here to have a business, not just keep everything for myself.
Yeah. So what's the space like? How does it feel inside? Can you paint us a picture, more of a picture of what it's like to be in that space?
It's very zen and beautiful. And everybody that walks in the door is in awe. I mean, they say, oh, I didn't even know you were here. Because our block is just developing in Troy. So when they walk in, they're like, this is so beautiful. And they're like, I wish I could just hang out here all the time, you know. And we have like
can
a
somebody hang out
you
there?
Can well,
somebody
yeah,
hang out there?
We have a swing chair. You can sit in the swing chair. Unfortunately, with COVID right now, we sell teas too. And my goal eventually is to be able to do like spatial planning with people or helping like larger accounts with decisions on plants and planters. Mm-hmm. And then there will be a space where we can sit down and have a cup of tea and discuss what they need or what people want in their apartments. So, like, spatial planning is in the future.
Yeah, I hear you. Listen, can you talk about the need for a plant shop business in Troy? Are there a lot of plant shops? Is there a dearth?
To my knowledge, there is not another primary plant store. There are florists that are selling plants. I think the need for plants, especially during COVID, a lot of people were working for, you know, from home. So plants make people happy, to my knowledge. I mean, I love plants. I can't get enough of them. So I think that was a major decision that when the owner asked what he could put in the space, I said, well, why don't we do a plant studio? There's not one in Troy anymore. A friend of mine had opened one years ago, and then she sold it, and a man bought it. And at that time, I was trying to get the owner that owns the butterfly plant studio to purchase her business, but then it got sold to another guy and he moved to Albany. So I think he's been out of Troy for 4 years now. So people were so excited, like when they found out about us, they're like, it's so great to have a plant store in Troy again.
That's a really interesting history, and it sounds like you're meeting a real need. So okay, let's say I'm a, you know, in my early 20s, and I'm just setting up, and I'm proud to have my own apartment, but I'm a rookie when it comes to plants. I barely can take care of myself. What's a good starter set? If a good starter plant, if I were to come into your shop, what might be a selection for the starter? And then for the more experienced plant owners, what kinds of things do you have on offer?
With all our plants, just to side note, I put care instructions on every tag on every plant. And then I tell people when they buy it, if your plant starts having trouble, please take a picture of it and bring it to me or send it to me. Don't kill it. I'll help you make it survive. please don't kill my babies, basically. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So a devil's ivy, which is also a Phthos plant, they're the kind that they're a vine plant, so they kind of can either set up high on like a bookshelf, or they can hang in a hanging basket. Those basically, I think, would be very difficult to kill. So that would be a beginner plant. Then going to a more advanced plant would be like the philodendron psalm. I have some very large ones of those. But, you know, I wouldn't sell that to a beginner. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm very honest with people when I'm like, well, what's your knowledge about plants? You know, like, because I don't want to give somebody a plant they're going to kill. A ZZ plant's also a very new, trendy plant that would be kind of easy for a beginner because it doesn't need a lot of attention. Snake plants are great for beginners because they like to be neglected.
They like to be neglected.
I know, right?
Wow.
So you rarely water them. And what the common mistake with a lot of people, and I stress this every time I sell a plant, don't overwater your plants because that's how you kill them. Also, don't just let them get bone dry and dry die.
You don't want to overfeed your fish, and you want to adopt responsibly, not like these pandemic area puppy owners who took on more dogs than they could handle. We're running out of time, and I really appreciate your coming to stop in. Before we let you go, could you tell us where we can find the Butterfly Plant Studio, and do you have a website?
Yes. So we are 1809 Fifth Avenue, Troy, New York, and our website is butterflyplantstudio.com. And then we're on social media, on Instagram and on Facebook.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Angela, for having us.
And for telling us all about the Butterfly Plant Studio. It was great to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us. Have a good evening.
Thank you so much.
Too.